After an inauspicious opening, the Falcons are swiftly gaining ground on the pitch. The Foothills Falcons made it 3 games unbeaten with a 7-0 result over High River's Notre Dame Collegiate Timberwolves on May 18 at Falcons Field to improve to 2-1-1 in the Foothills Athletic Council Senior Boys Soccer ranks. "Towards the start, no one knew anyone. We weren't playing any good balls," said Falcons central midfielder Alex Hubert. "And as the season went on, we're starting to send through balls, switching the field, all of that stuff, and it's just getting better." Following a lopsided curtain raiser to the campaign against the Holy Trinity Academy Knights, the Falcons have rallied for 2 wins and a draw while navigating through a couple of postponements as well. "At the start we lost, but since then we've been building our team and knowing each other more," said Falcons winger Luis Guerrero. "So we know each other more and we're better on the field. Everyone should be getting better, knowing their position more and always give it 100%. Foothills Falcons winger Luis Guerrero battles for possession with Notre Dame on May 18. Remy Greer, Okotoks today, Foothills showcased its offensive potential in the shutout over Notre Dame. Hubert and central midfielder George Smith helped lead the goal-scoring efforts, with Brody Nicola also getting in on the act, with the latter curling a sublime direct free kick into the top corner in the late stages of the second half as Foothills looked to see the game out in a professional manner against the underdog Timberwolves. "That game was exactly what we wanted to do," said Falcons head coach Jeff Seaburn. "Control the field, control the ball, maneuver it around and save our energy. We didn't have any spares." The comp gaffer tipped his cap to the Timberwolves for the team's professionalism and commitment to the league. 2 days prior, the Falcons showcased the team's resilience with a 4-4 tie in Strathmore after the host Spartans built a 3-1 advantage in the early going. "We came out in the second half and said, let's win this half. You guys are playing exactly like we want to and controlling it," the coach added. "And although we were short players with injuries, they came back and played well. I was really pleased with that." Alex Hubert lines up a shot during the Foothills Falcons' victory over Notre Dame Collegiate on May 18. Remy Greer, Okotoks today, after seeing a pair of rescheduled games, the Falcons will enjoy a loaded stretch drive of the regular season with 5 games scheduled over the next fortnight. First up, Foothills travels to Canmore for its first meeting of the season with the Wolverines. The Knights, who remain atop the FAC standings with a 6-0 record, are next in action on May 25 versus Strathmore. The final week of the season will also see the Falcons and Knights battle one more time before playoffs. "That first game was so tough because we got a bye and everyone else got to play, and that could have been to our advantage, but it was to our disadvantage," Seaburn added. "We kind of came into that first game not knowing what we could do. It had been a couple of years since some of the players had played and it showed. Now we've got 2 wins, a loss and a tie, so we're on the mend.